The Jason Rantz Show.
Jason Rantz has followed that into Taley's radio host in Seattle. He broke the story. He joins us now.
Never shy of his opinion, Jason. Definitely letting you know how he feels about that.
Wow. He laid that down.
Long Form, presented by Northgate Rare Coins and Precious Metals.
The 42nd Legislative District has a new state senator. Someone who considered himself to be the underdog as the county council was choosing the replacement for the late Senator Doug Erickson, who tragically lost his life after dealing with COVID. Simon Sefcik is only 22 years old. He's a community activist. He's a recent graduate of Patrick Henry College and probably didn't expect that he would start out the new year as the new state senator. And yet, here he is, representing the 42nd District. Joining me on the line is Simon Sefcik, new state senator. Senator, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jason. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to talking with you.
Let's lean right into the age thing, because I think that the part of the reason probably you thought you might have been perceived as the underdog was because of your age, that a lot of people automatically assume, oh, he's too young, he's not going to be able to get anything done. And yet you find yourself now in a position to represent a whole lot of people.
Well, that's right, Jason. And yes, you're right. You know, I understand that I am younger, perhaps, than most people involved in politics. But I sincerely believe that one of the reasons, perhaps, that we get so little out of my current generation is because we expect so little. And I believe if we look at the history of our country, it's filled with young people that had the audacity to try to work hard to achieve something better for their own lives and for the lives of their children and grandchildren. And so I'm excited, and I don't view my age as a liability. I view it as an asset, because I think it's important to include young people in the discussion, because we're going to be the ones that are the largest tax base. We're mm-hmm. going to be the ones that have to make the decisions about tomorrow's future. There's a lot of pain and there's a lot of frustration right now. Why one individual has the power to not only cancel their jobs, but in many ways to cancel their hope for their future and their ability to help one another and quite simply to just get by here in mm-hmm. Washington. It's one of those things that when it's compounded with the housing affordability issues going on, continual rising inflation, as you probably saw the numbers today, that to have all of that going on and then to slap these good, hardworking people with this vaccine mandate is absolutely heartbreaking to see. And so I want to do everything we can to support those people and to help them get the service and the care that they need.
What's just remarkable to me is, and we broke the story last night, you know, you have multi-care hospitals around the state, and they're not the only ones doing this, but they are in a staffing crisis like so many others are, to the point where they have allowed COVID-positive symptomatic staff members to return to work and see patients. So I fail to see the difference between that happening and someone who's unvaccinated, has already had COVID, or is unvaccinated and COVID negative. I don't understand why the unvaccinated person is more dangerous than the vaccinated person who currently has COVID, currently has symptoms, and is seeing patients.
I completely agree, and I couldn't try to explain it even if I was even if I tried. But you know what I want people to remember about that too is that this is important about our future, because once we give elected officials power, or at least once they claim to take that power, it is very rare for them to ever give that power back to the people. And that's the critical thing to remember about what we're witnessing today and in the past months and in the upcoming months. The types of power that is given to the government is never returned to the people, and it should be. And so the basic idea of checks and balances between different branches of governments, when that erodes, you know, we talk all the time about what takes away, what erodes democracy or democratic republic. It's that. It's your fundamental trust in your institutions and your accountability to one another. And that's why, regardless of your political preferences, whether you're Republican or Democrat, I think we're on the same page in terms of scaling back some of the dangerous emergency powers that have been granted.
I certainly hope so.
To Governor Inslee.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. I always look at some of the polling nationally, and that seems to be the direction that people are going in. I think that's why they look at President Biden and say, wow, we're only giving you like 33% approval on COVID response. But then I look at some of the polling here in Washington, And because it's such a blue state, you know, we kind of get the opposite of that, that they seem to enjoy the fact that Jay Inslee holds this kind of power over people. And by the way, the power he's holding to get people vaccinated, the people who like that are the ones who are already vaccinated. So this doesn't really impact them in nearly the same way as it does someone else. And that's coming from someone who's both pro-vaccine and vaccinated. I'm just like you. I don't support mandates coming from the government or, frankly, from businesses, even though they have the right to do that. Real quickly, before we let you go, what are you looking forward to the most just this week as you're sort of savoring the opening days of what hopefully will be a long career?
Well, Jason, to be honest with you, I don't know that I've had a chance to kind of stop, slow down, and smell the roses. We've been so busy working away already for the people of the 42nd District. But, you know, as I sit where I've been sitting and as I've walked already through the Capitol, I am just humbled and honored to be here and to have this opportunity. You know, I know that Senator Erickson's loss was heartbreaking to so many, and I know I have a lot to learn, but I want everyone to know that I'm excited to learn, and I want to learn especially from people with which I disagree, because I do think it's possible, that despite the cynicism of our current age, I do believe that it's possible for us to disagree without being disagreeable, to come together and to work together to find common solutions. And that's what gets me going each day, and that's what I'm excited about to deliver and bring to the people of the 42nd District.
Well said. We're looking forward to seeing what you can do once you actually get a chance to show us. So Simon Sefcik is the new state senator for the 42nd District out in Whatcom County. We look forward to having more conversations with you as the session gets underway. Thank you so much for stopping by, as always. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Jason. You take care.